residential plan, community, final site and landscape plan.
This is a final site plan and landscape for the establishment of Phase 2 of the Patriots Glen development to consist of a 128-lot residential plan community, including private roads, stormwater management, and open space. It is noted that the residents of Patriots Glen Phase 2 shall have access to the community, active recreation facilities provided within the previously approved Patriot Phase 1 residential plan community. At their meeting of Sussex County Council change zone for the parcel through change zone 1911 from commercial residential district and medium-density residential, residential plan community district, MRRPC, and the change through ordinance number 2770. Staff further note, preliminary site plan for the proposal was approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at its meeting Thursday, May 12, 2022. The property is located on the southeast side of John J. Williams Highway, Route 24, approximately 0.45 miles southwest of Oak Orchard Road, with access on the north side of the previously approved and proposed Patriots Glen residential plan community via Constable Way. The final site plan complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision all conditions of approval. Tax parcel is District 234, MAP 29.00, parcel 67.00. The zoning is MRRPC, medium-density residential, residential plan community district, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chair, with the Patriots Glen Phase 2 residential plan community, RPC, change of zone number 1911, I make a motion to approve the final plan and landscape plan.
I second the motion.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the final site plan and landscape plan for Patriots Glen Phase 2 residential plan community, change of zone number 1911. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is subdivision 2022-08, Estates at Walden, formerly known as Walden 3, final subdivision plan.
This is a final subdivision plan for the Estates at Walden, formerly known as Walden 3 subdivision, which consists of the creation of 21 single-family lots, including the plan or fully improved streets, stormwater management, and landscape plan, and other site improvements. The preliminary subdivision plan was approved by the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Thursday, April 27th, 2023. The property is located on the northeast corner of John J. Williams Highway, Route 24, and Sloan Road, Sussex County Road 49. This final subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes, as well as all conditions of approval. Tax parcel is District 234, MAP 17.00, parcel 29.00. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District, and MR, Medium Density Residential District, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the final subdivision plan for 2022-08, Estates at Walden.
I second.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to approve the final subdivision plan for subdivision 2022-08, Estates at Walden, formerly known as Walden 3. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is One Coastal Revised Preliminary Site Plan.
This is a revised preliminary site plan for the addition of 30 outdoor seats to remain as a permanent outdoor seating area. The outdoor seating area was previously temporarily approved and utilized according to the governor's orders during COVID-19. The properties are located on the northeast corner of Coastal Highway Route 1 and Delaware Avenue in Fenwick Island. The revised preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. The zoning is C1, General Commercial District. The tax parcel is District 134, MAP 23.20, parcel 119 and 134. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. Therefore, this project is eligible for both preliminary and final approval.
Mr. Chairman, I move that for One Coastal, the revised preliminary site plan receive approval with final subject to what finalized staff.
I think they have final. You have all your information, right? It
yeah.
Can be a final.
Okay, you have everything, yeah.
Yep.
Preliminary and a final.
Yep.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to approve the revised preliminary site plan for One Coastal as a preliminary and a final. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is site plan 24-22, Ash Property Preliminary Site Plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for the construction of an apartment building for 46 units, a 3,000 square foot retail building, and a 9,828 square foot flex space building and other site improvements. The properties are located on the south side of John J. Williams Highway, Route 24, approximately 0.25 mile east of Camp Arrowhead Road, Sussex County Road 279. The preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. The zoning code is Marine District. Tax parcel is District 234, Map 7, parcels 111 and 112. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Questions about this one from anyone?
Thank you.
All right, so regarding S24-22, Ash Property Preliminary Site Plan, I move that we approve with final by staff.
Second.
Subject to all agency approvals.
I second the motion.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the site plan number 24-22, Ash Properties, as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff, subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? And please let the record show that the chairman abstained from voting on that item. Okay, our next item is site plan 23-44, Concrete Building Systems of Delmar LLC, preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for the construction of two 9,800 square foot buildings for the building and storage of concrete products and other site improvements. The property is located on the north side of Old Racetrack Road, Sussex County Road 502. The preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. The zoning code is Heavy Industrial District, HI1, and the tax parcel is District 532, Map 20, Parcel 12.01. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move for S-23-44 Concrete Building Systems of Delmar LLC for preliminary site plan upon all agency approvals and subject to staff approvals.
Second.
So moving second to approve site plan 23-44 Concrete Building Systems of Delmar LLC as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is site plan 24-42, Kelly Benson, preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for the establishment of a water sport recreational facility and other site improvements. The properties are located on the northeast side of Muddy Neck Road, Sussex County Road 361, directly across from the intersection of Muddy Neck Road and Double Bridges Road, Sussex County Road 363. Staff notes that a conditional use application, conditional use number 2488, approving the use of the property as a water sports recreational facility, was approved by Sussex County Council at their meeting of Tuesday, June 4th, 2024, and was adopted through Ordinance 3020. The preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District, and the tax parcel is District 134, Map 17, Parcels 15 and 15.03. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I move to approve the preliminary site plan for site plan 24-42, Kelly Benson, with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
I second the motion.
Moved and seconded to approve site plan 24-42, Kelly Benson, as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff, subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is subdivision 2018-17, Tower Hill, formerly known as Groom Property. Request for a determination of and to amend conditions of approval.
The Department of Planning and Zoning has received a request for a determination of and to amend conditions of approval for the Tower Hill subdivision, a 292-lot cluster subdivision, to include private roads, open space, stormwater management, and amenities to include a pool and clubhouse. The amenities plan for the amenities on the western side of Lynn Road was approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Thursday, April 8, 2022. Specifically, this request is for a determination that the applicant's updated amenities plan show the amenities to be provided on the eastern side of Lynn Road meets the provisions of Condition H of the conditions of approval, which requires on-site amenities shall be divided so that equivalent, not necessarily the same, amenities shall be constructed on either side of Lynn Road. The applicant has proposed 2.9 acres of amenities on the eastern side of Lynn Road to include an open activity play field area, a tot lot and fitness area, three pocket parks, a little library, and nature trail area. The determination before the commission is to whether these improvements are to be construed as equivalent, but not necessarily the same, as the 2.8 8 acres to include the existing clubhouse, outdoor pool and spa, sports courts, outdoor fireplaces, grilling area, and green spaces on the west side of Lynn Road. Also in this request is a request to amend Condition I, which currently states the developer shall complete all amenities prior to the issuance of the 140th residential building permit, and to add the following revised language at the end of the existing Condition I: except for the gathering area, playfield, tot lot, and pocket parks, which shall be constructed within 1 year of the construction of the base paving of the streets on which those areas front. Staff have been furnished with a construction plan noting that the proposed timing of completion of amenities and a site map which show that 109 homes have been sold, settled, representing 37% of the lots within the subdivision, with the remaining 183 properties representing 63% of the lots within the subdivision currently being developer owned. The properties are located on the east and west side of Lynn Road and the northwest of New Road, approximately 0.58 mile east of Old Orchard Road, Sussex County Road 269A. The tax parcels are District 335, Map 8, Parcels 2 and 2.02. The zoning is AR1 Agricultural Residential District.
So on this one, just to break it down a little bit, there's two different requests, and I'm going to start actually with the second one first, because I think that one's somewhat straightforward, and at least in the request. I think what that boils down to is that regardless of building permits, if there's, for example, a pocket part that's on the back corner of the development that there's not been even any, you know, site work done to get there, that it's not reasonable to require that to be installed as, you know, an island out in the back corner before any roads or lots or utilities or anything are there to get to it. You know, essentially the kinds of things that are more passive in nature, you know, not the clubhouse or the pool or whatever. So that's the first one, and that's what they've asked for, which is to add a sentence: except for the gathering area, playfield, tot lot, and pocket parts, which shall be constructed within 1 year of the construction of the base paving of the streets on which those areas front. So in other words, it all would happen at the same time: base paving, homes going in, and these amenities would go in. So that's actually the second request. Mr. Whitehouse, I don't know, do you have anything to add to that?
Yeah, that's exactly the wording as it's teed up in the letter.
Yeah, I have a question for staff on this as I was thinking through this, just in terms of sort of typical implementation of a requirement, you know, for amenities. It just strikes me that I imagine that's consistent with how this has been implemented on other developments as well.
That's correct. Because these tot lot areas are separate from main clubhouse areas, this is consistent with larger developments, but we don't see this all the time because we don't often see a development this large. So.
Okay. So that's the first one, or actually that's the second one that's in our sort of list of things to consider. The other one is, you know, the amenities and the equivalencies on both sides of Lynn's Road. That was a condition that was opposed back when this was approved, and I know that it was stated when it was approved. I would just point out that, and maybe Mr. Whitehouse's staff can add to this, since then there have been preliminary site plans that have been approved with tables on them showing the amenities on both sides that have gone through the approval process. There's been a final site plan that's been approved. What I don't know was what was shown on that final site plan and whether there's any tables on that final site plan, et cetera.
So I have a copy of that, and I put that on the screen. So here's the record plat. But what the lots were approved, and the lots were created, and the areas for the amenities were created. But if you look at the record plat that was recorded, there's a number of placeholders as to the amount of amenities and what the overall design and split. And it made it clear when it was recorded that this was subject to change. So what the latest plan does, which is this colored plan that's in your paperless packet, it confirms what is where within those areas. So it's consistent with the record plat, but this drawing provides additional detail, and essentially the tables show how it's split east and west.
So but here's my question, just so everybody's clear, is those tables, so if you note on those tables, it talks about proposed, and that was what, and then there's what was shown on the preliminary plat. So there's actually a table to that that shows up on the approved preliminary plat. That I saw, or one of them. Is there that similar table on the final plat? I just don't know the answer to that. I thought I saw it somewhere, but maybe not. Maybe if we were scrolling through.
Not in the version that was recorded.
Okay.
That table in our package, I don't remember seeing that.
Yeah, it's on. I saw it somewheres. Is that the table with the colored drawing? That's...
Oh, that's under the phasing plan?
Yeah, that's under the phasing plan, yeah.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I did look at that, but I didn't realize the table was up there.
Do you have any concerns about, would we want, you know, similar table to be present in the final?
Well, I think that's what they're proposing, is that table and those amenities to appear in the final. Yeah, yeah. And this is whether you all are good with that.
So the proposed looks like it's what they're showing us now.
Yeah.
I think the original intent of the two separate roadways...
Yeah, well, and they've added to what was originally approved on the preliminary.
Unless there's some significant difference between the tables, we've more or less already approved it.
Yeah, it's pretty much...
I think they're just asking us to confirm it. Or they are confirming to us that that's what they're doing.
Mostly minor differences, right?
Okay. And as far as the first item, which was really the second item, I mean, that certainly makes sense that you would not, you know, would be practical.
Because my recollection was from when this was approved, you know, that... And I think it was Ms. Stevenson who made the motion at the time. She didn't want there to be all the amenities entirely on one side of the road.
Right.
But also not that there was going to be the requirement that dictates precisely what was going to be on either side of the road.
Exactly. Right.
You know?
That was the intent.
Yeah.
To make sure that there's something on, so that it's not constant traffic going back and forth. Yeah. I don't have any issues the way it's shown.
Any other questions or concerns?
No.
All right. So regarding the request for determination of and amending the conditions of approval for 2018-17 Tower Hill, formerly known as Granite Properties, move that we approve.
Yeah. Second.
Or grant the request.
It's moved and seconded to grant the request for determination of and to amend conditions of approval for site plan or subdivision 2018-17 Tower Hill, formerly known as Groom Property. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Thank you. The next item is site plan 24-30 budget mini storage request for clarification as to code section applicability.
This is a request for clarification of Section 115-194.1C3 relating to the requirement to provide a forested and or landscaped buffer strip as part of the Planning and Zoning Department's review of a preliminary site plan submission. The preliminary site plan includes an expansion of the existing 14,400 square feet of commercial storage facility with the addition of 57,000 square feet onto the unimproved neighboring parcel for a total of 71,400 square feet of commercial storage. The applicant is requesting clarification on the requirement to provide a forested and or landscape buffer strip along the front edge of parcel number 58.09. The plantings are required under the combined highway corridor overlay zone CHCOZ, and the applicant is requesting exemption as an existing business under Section 115-194.1C3A. Staff note that variances relating to requirements within the CHCOZ are required to be considered by the Board of Adjustment per Section 115-194.1A. Tax parcels are District 530, Map 10, parcels 58.08 and 58.09.
If I can, Mr. Chairman, just provide some background on this. That, okay. There's been some discussion with the applicant's engineer in our review of the site plan. And the question is there's no dispute at all that this site fronts onto an area that's governed by the Combined Highway Corridor Overlay Zone, the CHCOZ. And there's no dispute at all between staff and the applicant's engineer that the existing business would be exempt from that and would not have to provide a forested buffer. The question that we've agreed to bring to the commission for the commission's input is whether the expansion of the business onto this parcel to the south generates a requirement for it to be provided in the front of the property, given that the existing business did not encompass this area. Staff have taken the view that it is required in this case because of the expansion, and it's not exempt under the requirements, but we've agreed with the applicant's engineer to bring it to the commission for a determination.
So looking at the map, this is just so I understand, the existing business, there's the dotted line that runs through the property, and was that two parcels and they added the second parcel?
Correct, and okay. If I can get the aerial photo as well to assist, that's probably going to be helpful. Next parcel.
So when the original
site plan for the original business was approved, this expansion property was not part of that parcel at that time?
That's what I'm understanding.
If I put the aerial photo on, you'll probably insist. But... So here's the two parcels. So this is the expansion here, and this is what physically exists right now. But there was some stormwater in this area, or some type of management feature within the parcel in the frontage. So this is what has led to, does this now need to be forested? So.
Whose stormwater is that? It almost looks like it's Deldot stormwater.
That's the question that I don't think we currently have a definitive answer to. That it's because it looks as if it's right next to it's on the applicant's parcel.
But who owns the property that stormwater is sitting on?
I believe the parcel is Budget Holdings LLC, but I think there's an easement here.
Yeah, I was about to say, Jamie, I do believe there is a 100-foot easement on the front of that property.
Who owned the parcel when the easement was created?
Yeah, that I wouldn't be able to answer, Mr. Chairman.
That I do not have the answer to. Something we could probably look into, but.
Well, just where I'm headed in my thinking, and it's just this is just me, is that if it was two separate parcels, and especially if it was not owned by the same people at the time, then I think this property would be subject to the requirement. But I'm just trying to make sure we have all the information. But it sounds to me like it probably was not. I mean, it certainly wasn't part of a master plan or anything. There wasn't any indication that there would be expansion or anything like that. So, and I don't think that it's an onerous requirement.
No, I agree with you.
If I may,
unless it's a Deldot easement and stormwater management pond, because, you know, it just strikes me that we can't require, and it looks like under the code that can be, stormwater management can be in that overlay zone.
Is there anybody here that we
Mr. Vincent, can we leave the record open?
Or, well, it wouldn't be that, it would be defer to get additional information.
Yeah. Can we do that?
You know what I mean? Yeah, because it just, I don't see how we can require them to have the overlay or vegetate where there's a Deldot stormwater management pond, and we wouldn't say, well, you've got to have it start beyond where that pond ends, in other words.
Yeah, that one.
Okay, yeah, I get that. Yeah.
All defer right. Okay.
Just till the next meeting. Well, till the, not the let's, next meeting, but
let's,
yeah, 2 weeks.
Why don't we defer action on this, and we'll get more information, see if we can't figure it out.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to defer S-24-30 budget mini storage for further staff review.
I second the motion.
It's moved and seconded to defer action on site plan 24-30, budget mini storage. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is lands of Jose Antulio Calderon Fuentes and Anna C. Gomez Garcia, minor site subdivision plan off of a proposed 24-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of four lots plus the residual lands with access off a proposed 24-foot wide ingress egress access easement. Proposed lot one will consist of 1 acre more or less. Proposed lot two will consist of 1 acre more or less. Proposed lot three will consist of 1 acre more or less. Lot four will consist of 1 acre more or less, and the residual lands will contain 3.113 acres more or less. A shared use maintenance agreement shall be established for the use of the shared access road. The property is located on the south side of Dublin Hill Road, Sussex County Road 31. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes, tax parcels District 131, Map 9, Parcel 34, Zonings AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Staff are awaiting agency approval should the commission desire to act favorably on this proposal. Staff are requesting that final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals. Yes, ma'am.
Does anybody have any questions on this? No, we're all good. Lands of Antulio Calderon Fernandez and Ann C. Gomez Garcia, minor subdivision plan off of a 24-foot easement. I'd like to make a motion to approve upon all staff receipt of all agency approvals and staff review.
Been moved and seconded to approve the minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 24-foot easement for lands of Jose Antulio Calderon Fuentes and Ana C. Gomez Garcia, with final approval to be by the staff, subject to receipt of all other agency approvals and fulfillment of all other code requirements. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is lands of John M. Nicholas and Joseph S. Felis. Minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 40-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of one lot plus the residual lands with access off of a proposed 40-foot wide ingress egress access easement. Proposed lot one will consist of 0.46 acres more or less, and the residual lands will contain 0.4851 acres more or less. A shared use maintenance agreement shall be established for the use of the shared road, shared access road. The property is located on the east side of Angola Beach Road, Sussex County Road 278, and the west side of Bayless Drive. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Codes. Tax parcel is District 234, Map 18.00, Parcel 18.01. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential. Staff are awaiting agency approval should the commission desire to act favorably on this proposal. Staff are requesting that final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
So regarding the lands of John M. Nicholas and Joseph S. Ellis, minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 40-foot easement. Propose we approve that with final by staff.
Good. Second. It's moved and seconded to approve the minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 40-foot easement for lands of John M. Nicholas and Joseph S. Felis, with the final approval to be by the staff, subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you.